Oh, I'm very pleased to introduce you to Rebecca Pierce, and I'm having a look at her beautiful art here in the gallery. It's a little bit echoey. That's because it's just us here right now. But very soon, tonight, there's going to be a whole lot of people. Rebecca, nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you for speaking with me.
And tell me, how did you start to become an artist? I mean, what happened? What was day one when you thought, oh, I think I'm going to do this?
Day one, as an artist, I've probably been in art since I was about 17. Started hand painting t-shirts and then developed a clothing label. And it was all based back in the 80s where everyone had matching hats and t-shirts and skirts, and it was all very connected from there, and then in time, as my children got older, I wanted to do something based at home, and then just working on canvases and then painting became a full-time profession.
Now, to get onto canvas, did you have to do any study to work out how to transfer your art from shirts to canvas, or was it a natural process?
No, it was very different because the work that I was doing on fabrics was more to work with pens and ink and things like that, and you'd work black and white for silk screening. With canvases, I have no training at all, so totally trial and error.
Well, you know, I'm looking around and your art seems pretty impressive for a trial and error. Where do you get your inspiration from?
Probably colour, the landscape. I go out back quite a lot, especially out of the back of up the top end and back of Queensland and things like that. So I think the colour base is probably the main inspiration, and working from there, and the desert colours, a lot of contrasting.
Well, there's certainly some remarkable contrasts in your colours, and you actually see that, because when I go out to the bush, I don't see these kind of colours.
Probably because I'm going out at all different times, so I'll go out wet season, a dry season, and then the extremes you'll really, really pick up as everything becomes very green, and then when it's dry, it's just so parched. But for me, the contrast is the unbelievable skies. So you'll have those earthy, dirty colours, and then these brilliant skies, and then depending on what time of day, it's just the light, it just changes so much. So that's where I'm probably finding the colours.
Well, I can certainly see that looking around. And your work's even 3D. This one that's right behind you, it's jumping right out of the canvas. How'd you manage that one?
When I initially started, just an absolute love of paint and a lot of paint, but to work it the way I wanted to, palette knives and lots of different shapes and sizes. Even with my largest ones, I couldn't get them as large as I wanted, so I'll use the trowels and elements that a bricklayer will use to get the what I wanted with moulding of the paint.
My goodness, well, I've certainly heard of art being well constructed, but you take it absolutely literally. And these are indeed big paintings. We're looking at some of them metre by metre and bigger.
And I also work flat, which is, speaking with a couple of other artists, they tend not to, but especially with the dimensional, if I didn't work flat, it would slide off the canvas and it'd be there in the morning as a pile on the floor. So that again, the larger canvases and all the texture.
Tell us a little bit about your travels. When you're travelling out into the bush, top end around Queensland, how do you do that? I mean, are you going in a tent? Are you staying in a 5-star hotel? I mean, what's the secret?
The places I go to, there are no 5-star hotels. I don't think they even rate a star. Some of the places where you, for safety, are pretty much putting a chair behind the back of a door and hiding your belongings. No, look, it's not that bad, but some of them are quite rough the further out you get, but they're just beautiful. And they're very different to what we're going to find near the city. So that's why, you know, I love it out there.
How do you find the people out there?
That is part of the beauty, just the honesty and the diversity. You've just got such extremes of people out there, hard workers, and I think that makes it as well. That's part of the colour.
Sounds lovely. So, what an adventure. I mean, it sounds like your life is an adventure.
I'm fortunate to be able to do it, and even with, I have 4 children, so my eldest will sometimes come with me, which that in itself is just wonderful, because you're actually viewing from somewhere or through someone else's eyes.
That sounds so nice. How would you describe your art being different from someone else's? Because we're listening in right now, maybe we haven't had a chance to go on the internet to have a look at your art, but how would you describe it to someone who's not able to see it right now?
I think textural and the contrast of, I try and keep the skies very, very flat, and with the base and the earth and everything, you'll have your textural, but on top of all that texture, a lot of detail and fine dots. But that doesn't mean it's not dissimilar to others, but that's what I'm trying to develop as my handwriting.
So how long does your exhibition run?
It closes on the 8th of November.
Okay, so we've got a little bit of time to come along and see it for free, which is what I love. We can come and have a look at it for free, and then if we decide we like one of the paintings, we can own it today and take it home. And we're at ABD The Gallery, which is on Lake Street, corner of Bulwer. And you've got your big exhibition tonight. It's quiet right now, but very soon there's going to be a lot of people here. Are you nervous?
Very. Always nervous. I'm not great at openings, but I think that nervousness, it's wonderful when people come up and you actually have the opportunity to speak to people and get, you know, just their reactions. And that you often don't get, but on opening nights you do. So, you know, hopefully lots of people will come up and talk to me.
I think they just might do that. And if you do get a bit too nervous, next door there's a beautiful cafe. You can enjoy that.
Yes, agree. The coffee there's wonderful.